Celtics, what they've done the last little while, are they, I mean, what, I guess what do you see from them on film when you do watch them right now?
Well, their style of play is unique, and they're getting better and better at it. You know, they shoot the ball from five positions. They space the floor, and they're tremendously committed to running. So I think anytime you are playing a specific type of basketball, you get better and better at it as the year progresses, especially if it's a pace related. And they're doing, you know, Brad's done a terrific job implementing that. And I think they've got, you know, even more and more of the personnel is rising to that with Bradley and, you know, Smart and those guys getting more and more aggressive.
What do you like about Marcus Smart's game, or what have you seen from him?
Just his toughness, you know, and I think he's an underrated shooter. He makes shots. Makes big shots, you know, not afraid, doesn't play like a rookie. He's just, I enjoyed watching him in college.
Coach K gets 1,000, you get credit for that? I mean, you had to be there for...
Yeah, it's part of my fault, it took so long. So, no, it's really remarkable, actually, you know, and his, you know, his, I don't know if endurance is the right word, his commitment and his ability to just sustain a level of effort over a period of, you know, of decades, not years. And so, congratulate him. I haven't called him yet. I figured I'd wait till he's probably got, might appreciate me not calling. But I think he knows how I feel about him.
Gordon's play, I mean, I asked him the other day, you know, want to be an all-star type of a thing. And obviously he wants that for himself at some point. Says team wins have to come first, probably before something like that happens. But do you see him kind of getting into that echelon of fringe guys in the West? I know it's very crowded, but
well, I think that the good thing for Gordon is the things that he needs to continue to do well for his own development as a player individually are also the things that we need from him. So his incentives and the team's incentives are in line. So whether it's him, you know, helping us win just in a very, you know, kind of almost intangible way with his presence and his, you know, communication and those things, or it's him literally improving some aspect of his game, you know, whether it is pick and roll game or whatever the case may be. He's already improved certain parts of his individual game this year, and, you know, that's where there's situations where we need a basket, and he's the guy that goes and gets it for us. So, again, those two things kind of work together.
How is that chemistry of the new starting lineup working?
You know, I think we've just got good guys, you know, that are willing to, you know, they're not even willing, they're just kind of, they're thinking about the team all the time. So it's not something that, you know, I've referenced the European game where, you know, guys in different roles, different positions. I mean, I think they want to do what helps our team right now, and whatever that is helps them. And, you know, it's circular like that. You know, you give to the group gives back to you.
Sorry, I wasn't there the other day. Elijah Millsap getting a contract extension for the rest of this year,
mm-hmm.
You know, 2 years. But what has he showed you, and what do you like that you wanted to keep him around for longer?
Well, he's got a defensive mindset. You know, I mean, for one thing, we're, you know, we're thin at the wing, obviously, with Alex's injury and Rodney being out. So he had an opportunity to play right away, which is good because it gave us a really good look at what he can do. And in this case, you know, the games that he played in were, you know, guarded Derrick Rose, Kevin Durant, and James Harden on one road trip. That's a heck of a 10-day right there, right? So I think the way he took those challenges, and he's unselfish. I think continuing to pick his spots on offense will make him more and more efficient, but, you know, he's another guy that's about the team.
Is his game more developed than it was when you were in Los Angeles with him?
You know, I would think so. I don't have a strong recollection because he I saw him play a couple times with the Defenders when I went to see them play, but you know, he didn't get as many reps in camp, so it was harder for me to tell. But I think part of he's in one of those tricky spots where guys in the D League think they have to score to get noticed, and we didn't pick Elijah up. I mean, I think he can hit an open jump shot. He can make a corner three, which for me is great because it helps our spacing. But then just really your ability to take care of the basketball and do the other things that a team needs to help you win. So as far as his offensive game and where it is on the continuum, I just want it to be efficient right now. And I think, I have a lot of confidence in our coaching staff and our other players that work hard, that he'll continue to get better.